Hello and welcome back to Becoming God's Prodigy. I'm so excited to be recording today. If you're new here, welcome. Feel free to jump right in. Today we're going to talk about purpose. I didn't know what I was going to talk about today, but the Lord said we're going to talk about purpose. So we're going to talk about purpose and my journey to finding my purpose and just kind of walking into my anointing and even figuring out what that is or even what that even means. We'll talk about it in just a bit, but it was an eventful one to say the least. But I remember, you know, just kind of, I didn't really start thinking about my purpose until like maybe a few years ago, honestly, a few years ago. And I'm just like, what am I actually here for? Like, everybody has all these gifts. Everybody has all these talents. Like, what am I here for? Like, I don't know. And I remember specifically, and I wasn't necessarily in like a bad place. I was actually in a really good place with my relationship with God and just seeking Him and growing closer to Him. It was probably the closest I had ever been to God during that time. And I remember just crying, and I was like sobbing, crying, y'all. I was sobbing, crying because this purpose thing, this undefined purpose, was taking a toll on me. Like, I was literally, I'm getting like chills talking about it now because it just like brings back so many memories. And I'm just like, what am I here for? I have no idea what I'm here for. I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing. I know I'm supposed to be doing something, but it was dwelling on me. And it was just like, even though I wasn't doing anything crazy, like I said, I had been, it was one of the closest times that I had been with God. And I just felt so useless, like literally so useless. And I feel like I'm going to tear up because now thinking about it, it's like, girl, like, what were you thinking? Like, you know better. You know better now that, you know, you should have known then that you weren't useless. But I'm just like, what am I doing for God? Or God, what is it that you will have me to do? And I remember speaking to one of my friends specifically, and I'm like, I don't know what my gifts are. I don't know what, you know, I'm good at. And I was having the hardest time. The hardest time. I was literally bawling my eyes out on my knees, praying to God, like, God, please reveal my purpose. Nothing. Or what I thought was nothing, right? And until last year, or maybe this year, that I attended a church sermon, and the word was all about the purpose. Literally the purpose and the steps to it. And I think I've talked about this in one of my episodes before, briefly, but that's kind of how I got to where I am now with this podcast and things. But I remember just feeling so like useless and so like just a waste of space, literally. And I, not even because I didn't have anything to offer, because I know that, you know, I have things to offer, but also too, I'm just like, what is my niche? Like, what am I supposed to be doing? And that's what made me feel like worthless or basic, pretty much. It's like, I'm just like everybody else. No, you're not. You're not a waste of space. You have a reason for being here. And God wants you to know that, wants all of us to know, He wanted me to know that you're not basic. You're not a waste of space. You have a reason for being here. Tap into me so that I can reveal your talents, your gifts, and let you walk in your anointing. And just because you're good at it doesn't mean that you're anointed to do it. Like, because a lot of people can be good at drawing. A lot of people can be good at singing. Like, you know, those are very minute examples, but it's like God specifically ordained you to do this specific task. Like, so don't compare yourself to others. Do not compare yourself to others, because that's exactly what I was doing. And even still to this day, like, I still kind of do that. And like, as far as like my cast and stuff goes, like, I'm not really like airing a lot or it's not really like capturing a lot of attention, or, you know, comparing it to other content creators and all those things. And it's just like, don't even compare yourself. Go back and look in my scripture, and in Romans, God talks about, you know, daring to be different. It's for our good, and it pleases him. It's his will. It's what he wanted. It pleases him to do so. And it's basically, when I read it, it's like God saying, it's in you, not on you. Like, you're different. You're different. Nobody else is going to be you. You're not basic. You can't be basic because I made you differently. Like, set your own standard, set your own trend. It just is what it is. God specifically designed you to do what it is that he wants you to do. And I had a hard time, like, trying to identify what that thing was or what it is. And who's to say it's not many things, but this is one thing that I uncover over the course of the years, is talking, speaking points, being personable, having really building things with people is something that I'm good at. And this podcast is what God had designed for me to do. So my biggest point was just knowing that, you know, I'm here for a reason. Whether I know what that reason is, like, I'm here for a reason. And God made me because there's nobody else like me. No matter what, I'm not just taking up space. You're not just here taking up space. Like, we are all here for a reason. Jeremiah 1:5. I had to go back and look this up too. When the Lord spoke to me and was like, this is what we're going to speak about. Like, literally, I was at work, like, jotting stuff down, because I'm like, look, I can't miss this. I can't forget it, because then I won't post this week, because I won't remember what the message was that the Lord gave me to post. But Jeremiah 1:5 states that God knew us before we were born. And that just shows that God has always had a plan and always had a purpose for us. We may have gotten involved in, like, worldly things or sin because it happens, that may make us think otherwise, but there's nothing, like, literally nothing anyone could say or do to take away from the fact that God has a plan and a distinct purpose for each and every one of us. And like I say, y'all, it's in us, not on us. I mean, the plan is already written. Just beware, though, also, too, like, while you're, like, seeking your anointing and seeking your purpose, beware of the people and the things they may try to, like, latch on to you, because spirits are real. Spirits are real. And, you know, people may see something in you that they don't see in themselves. And 9 times out of 10, it can be in a very positive way. But you also have to be aware of the negative and the enemy trying to, like, latch on to you, to plot against you, pretty much, and take God's credit for what it is that he is trying to do. We have to be careful that when we start to tap into our purpose, when we start to walk in our anointing, and we are being careful of our environment, we're being careful of our company, you know, always staying in tune with God. I always say, like, having that sixth sense of Jesus, and just to always have you in the right place at the right time to just give you some discernment about whatever the situation is a must. And don't be self-soaking. And what I mean by that is, like I said, I was comparing myself to, in my podcast, to other creators, other Christian TikTok, whoever, you know. But it's like, listen, the success of this podcast, when y'all catch on, all of the praise, all of the recognition goes to God. Like, that's what I mean by not being self-soaking. It's not anything that I am doing. I am nothing without God. Everything that I have, everything that I am, every idea that I have, any of the successes of my life, even down to the failures that I've had to endure for God to have the victory and the gain and for me to be able to see the greater good, it all belongs to Jesus. And 9 times out of 10, too, you see people you know, walking in their purpose, walking in their anointing, and then they just get bigger than themselves. I don't want to, and that's something that's always at the forefront of my mind, because I'm sure that it can happen, and it's easier said than done. Like when you're kind of in the, you know, the startup position, you're starting from the bottom, don't nobody really know, you're not in on that level yet. Like I'm sure it's easier said than done, but that's something that I always like to have in the forefront of my mind, is that it's not my success, it's God's success. You put me here to do this task, and it wasn't so that people could know Star. It was so that people could know God. And because you guys are listening to my experiences and listening to my life and things, it's not really about me. It's about God and what he is doing through me and what he has done through me and for my life. It really is. One thing that I'm really trying to work on is being intentional. It doesn't matter if no one likes, shares, listens to this podcast. It does not matter. I'm still going to post. I'm still going to share the content, because at the end of the day, I just feel like I'm completing the assignment that God has given me, and he's pleased. God is going to be pleased because I am obedient to what it is that he had told me to do. It doesn't matter if I'm the only one that listens to this podcast, if my family's the only one that listens to this podcast, shares, likes, or subscribes to this YouTube. It does not matter. It just matters to me that I am doing what God told me to do. And I'm being obedient to what it is that he's called me to do. Because at the end of the day, like I said, it's not for me. If only 18 people look at it, or 18 people like it, 5 people like it, then guess what? Rest assured that one of those 5 people, one of those 18 people was supposed to see it. You know, God is a very strategic God. He is. And, you know, I don't think that anything happens by coincidence when you speak about God and his intentions and just his alignment with things. There's just not anything coincidental about it, in my opinion. Like, whatever it is that you think God is calling you to do, whatever it is that you think that the Lord is just, you know, pressing on your life for you to do, do it. And be intentional about it. Because even with this podcast, y'all, like, the Lord was pressing me about starting a podcast. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'll do it. I'll start a podcast. I do it. I was a little bit tired. I didn't buy the equipment. Like, you know, everything. Then I had no choice. Then I had no choice because the Lord sat me down. But to start a podcast, because all I did have was time, you know? So started a podcast, but even still with the podcast, I'm like, okay, you know, when I had all this time on my hands, it was a lot easier to do. And then, you know, when things picked back up, I was working again, you know, life went kind of back to normal. I'm just like, okay, I don't have time. It's back burners. Y'all know, I went weeks, months, really, without posting anything for my podcast, like just dead silence on the stream. And then even still, so now, like, it's like, okay, well, maybe I'll post every 2 weeks, or maybe I'll post every week, which we might have to circle back to that 2 week posting. But be intentional. I'm trying to be more intentional about what it is that I'm doing and what it is that God has called me to do, because I want him to know also too that you can trust me to do what you said to do. And do it realistically and, you know, give it my all, treat it like a job. You can trust me to do that. I want you to know that you can trust me to do that. And so he can feel and he can see that I'm ready for whatever it is beyond these doors that's next. What's next, Jesus? I want you to know that you can, you know, I'm climbing up the ladder. Like, I want you to know that I'm ready for whatever it is, but if I can't even take your ask seriously, then how can I ever proceed forward? You know, I'm just being stagnant, or I have to recreate the progress all over again. And who wants to keep doing that? No, it's my blessing and I want it now. You know, so I'm not trying to keep doing that. And I'm like, just be intentional about it. I think everything comes full circle when you're intentional about things, like whatever it is, just be intentional. Proverbs 16:3, look that one up too for y'all. It says, commit to the Lord whatever you do and he will establish your plans. Literally what I just said, be intentional. God is going to your plans. He's already written it out for you, right? He's already written it out for you. You just have to do the work to get there. To where it is that you want to be. Me being intentional, like I said, like he's going to establish my plans and he's going to open that next door for me because I am being intentional. I'm committed. Like we go to work every day and we commit to these people, you know, that will replace us in a heartbeat. Why can't we commit to God and give that same level of intensity, that same level of just work ethic to God and whatever it is, whatever work it is he's calling you to do? Like, that's my mindset. And I'm just like, oof. Yeah, okay, God, you're dealing with me about that one. Got it. Noted. So commit. I think it's going to be our way to just level up in your relationship with God, level up with your anointing. You know, God can take us to new heights with whatever it is that his purpose is for us. You know, whatever it's got the devil shaking in his boots that he's scared that we're going to become, because every time we get closer and closer to building a relationship with God and touching base with that anointing and walking in that purpose, here goes the devil up to his schemes and tricks and things, and then you're off track again, or we're off track again. It's like a cycle, and we don't want to do that. So I want to know personally what it is that the enemy is so scared that the Lord is going to use me to do. And the only way that I'm going to find that out is if I start with being intentional with God, being intentional with my purpose, you know, changing my environment, doing the things that God has called me to do so that I can be in the right place at the right time, so that I can receive that blessing that has my name on it, right? How are you going to level me up? Who am I going to reach, and how many people am I going to reach because I am following God? Y'all, let me tell you, when I was following God like to a T, literally, I mean, I'm in the kitchen crying. Why am I crying? Because I'm just thinking about the goodness of Jesus. Nothing was wrong. Nothing was wrong. I remember being on the phone with my sister, sobbing. Like, we're talking, we're having a normal conversation, just like I'm doing right now. Sobbing, crying. And I'm like, God's just so good. Like, that's how close I was to God at one point in my life. And not to say that I'm not there yet. It's just different because that was an initial reaction. You know, I had never been that close to God in my life. So to have that feeling is something special to me. And I will always refer back to it because it's just the found that you, once you get that feeling, it's like, how can you not want to continue to experience that? Right. I mean, I want to know. And when that point in my life, I mean, it was just multiple streams of income, graduate school, all these things, job opportunities, like all of these things were just happening. I mean, like falling clean out of the sky, like everything, like just blessings out of nowhere, literally out of nowhere. When I was like truly like tapped in, unbothered, I mean, focused, like months on months on months, focused, praying, weeping, just praising God because he's God. Nothing else. I didn't want anything. I didn't, you know, need anything per se. Just praising God because he was God, and y'all, the blessings were flowing. So I'm like, listen, I know it can happen. I've experienced it. I'm still experiencing it to this day. I mean, blessings out of nowhere, just things and doors always opening for me. And I'm just like, God, I don't know what you're doing, but I love it. I love a good blessing. I mean, I just do, you know, and an unexpected blessing at that. Now, it doesn't always mean financial, but like an unexpected blessing, I'm just like, okay, Jesus, it's a favor. It's a favor. So it's just like, I want everybody to experience that. And once you tap in and you do, you're going to be like, things are, it's not the universe. It's not a coincidence. It's God working for you because you've done the work for him. Honestly, I'll leave you guys with this. You have a reason for being here. Find out what that reason for being here is. Like, write down everything you're good at. Write down what happened to it. Pray about it first. Pray about it first. Make sure the Lord can speak to you about what it is. Because, you know, at one point in time, I thought the Lord was calling me to do nails. He was not calling me to do nails. So pray about it. And then, you know, tap into it. Be intentional. Make up in your mind before you even start to do this that I'm going to be intentional in whatever it is that God speaks to me that is my gift, is my anointing, is my purpose for being here. You're not taking up space. You're different, not basic. Okay? Everything that God designed for you is specifically for you. No one else can claim it but you. So be you, nobody else, no matter what everyone else is doing, no matter what's trending right now, like be you. And just watch God work in your life. And I want to hear all about it when the blessings start falling and you start reaching people that you didn't even know were watching you. I want to hear all about it. So you have a purpose. You're amazing. God loves you no matter what. No matter what, God loves you. And thank you for tuning in. See you next week.